It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And we're back to normal November weather with lots of rain in the forecast. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain how a change in the jet stream is behind this shift. Also, lake effect snow in Buffalo, and could it happen here? First, Cliff, how bad is that forecast? It looks pretty soggy.
Well, I don't want to scare anybody, but this is climatologically the wettest, stormiest part of the year. If you look at the records going back decades, this is the week, ground zero for storms and wetness here in the Northwest, and it may not disappoint. After a period where we've had a lot of ridging, cold air, it's been really pretty dull the last several weeks, everything is changing. The big change is the ridge that was over the West Coast has now dissipated and moved off, and the jet stream is strengthening. It's going to be coming in right into the Northwest, right off that Pacific during this week, and we are going to see a progression of storms come through. In addition, the temperatures aloft will cool because the jet stream is just south of us, and that will allow a substantial amount of snow to fall in the mountains, particularly above 3,500 or 4,000 feet.
So basically rain in the lowlands and snow up in the passes?
Well, today we're going to start off with one occluded frontal system that's going to be moving through during the day today. So it's going to be rainy the whole day today, and maybe in the order of a half an inch in the lowlands, but a few inches up in the mountains. That's going to pass through tonight. And after that, the winds are going to switch to the west aloft. The air is going to cool down, and we can see substantial snow in the mountains, particularly above 3,500 feet or so. There could be a foot or two of snow, especially above 4,000 feet. So the mountains are going to start accumulating snow, and they need it. It's way down right now. Tomorrow, we'll have a lot of showers, post-frontal showers, some sprinkles on and off down in Seattle, but in the mountains, they're going to get more precipitation. They're going to get snow, and the coast is going to get a lot of precipitation as well. Another system comes in late Saturday night, Sunday morning. Another frontal system brings steady rain. That'll move through middle on Sunday, but there'll be a lot of showers behind it, probably a Puget Sound convergence zone, and more snow in the mountains. So this is going to be a very wet period over the weekend with a few breaks, particularly in the lowlands, because we're going to be rain-shadowed by the Olympics. One thing I should mention will be winds. It'll get blustery here around Seattle, but if you're up there by northern Whidbey Island or the San Juans, the winds today are going to gust to 30 to 50 miles per hour. It's going to be very windy there and also very windy on the coast, so people should watch out for that.
All right, batten down the hatches, but nothing like the snow we've been seeing in New York. Lake effect snow, what is that, Cliff?
They've had huge amounts of snow. Some places way over 5 feet of snow. So a few people reported like 8 feet. And that is a very localized snow. It's not a broad snow over the whole Northeast. During the fall, we can have a situation where you have the water of the Great Lakes, which are above freezing, and you have very cold air from Canada passing over it. Well, when you have cold air passing over warm water, that produces an unstable situation because it's warmer low, cooler high. That tends to cause the atmosphere to convect, to produce thunderstorms and convection, which produces snow because it's cold enough. And so as the air goes down the axis of the lake, you get these snow showers that develop. And if you're downstream of that band of snow that develops in the lake, you can get massive amounts of snow, and we call this the lake effect snow. Later in the season, when the lake freezes over, then it goes away because there's no longer warm water to destabilize and moisten the air. So they've had massive amounts of snow, and the question is, do we ever get it around here? And the answer is rarely, but we have seen it. Not anything like the 5 feet, but when we get massive cold air coming out of, let's say, the Fraser River Valley, and that moves, over Bellingham and Blaine and out over Puget Sound, you can get some snow showers that develop, and that is really the same thing, a lake effect snow. And in this case, the lake effect snow can hit places like Port Townsend or Squim. Those folks who are normally very dry can get a lake effect snow from air out of the Fraser River Valley during the really cold outbreaks here in the winter.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations. And if you want us to answer your weather questions, send us a note by commenting on our posts at kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.